Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A stormy night across central Kansas. We have the story.
California governor survives recall election. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A new mask mandate draws protest at Wichita's Bishop Carroll. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. The city of Wichita hopes to secure federal funding to help with flooding in West Wichita. That story is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Officially at the airport, we received just under a quarter of an inch of rain, and precipitation will continue to wind down this morning. With great weather in store today, our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Overnight storms featured thunder and lightning, along with spotty rainfall as the storms rumbled across south-central Kansas from west to east. National Weather Service reports less than a quarter inch overnight rainfall near Eisenhower Airport. An inch or more common throughout the area, with heavier rainfall in southeast Kansas. No damage is reported.
California Governor Gavin Newsom handily survives a recall election.
A remarkable turnaround for Governor Newsom, who 6 weeks ago faced losing his job. He recovers to win by, according to the latest numbers, a resounding 65% of the vote. Well, 64.4. He survives a historic recall election, fueled initially by his handling of the pandemic that shut down businesses, restaurants, and schools, but with bags of campaign cash from wealthy Democrats, corporate donors, union volunteers, and support from the biggest political guns in the Democratic Party, Newsom rebounds to defeat radio talk show host Larry Elder, who had never held public office. Last night, Newsom relished his victory and will now fill out his term, which ends next November.
Governor Newsom is the second governor to retain office in a recall election. A group of parents and students gathered in front of Bishop Carroll High School in West Wichita to protest their mask mandate.
The protesters saying everyone should have a right to decide whether or not to wear a mask.
We are not here to bring division. We are here to simply say that we want to have a choice in this.
The school's mask mandate went into effect this past Friday. The school had no comment on the protest. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
St. John Hudson schools in western Kansas are closed this week because of staff and substitute shortages after a rise in COVID cases. There will be no remote learning, no meals at the school. The district says students will return to classes next week with testing available on a limited basis.
Unlike during the aftermath of 9/11, Americans are far from united, obviously, in battling the common enemy that is COVID-19. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News.
This COVID's kind of an enemy, but we're not together on it. And I think each business and each group is kind of doing what they think is best. And I think we're niching away at the vaccines. I'm a supporter of getting the vaccinations.
Meitzner commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
The city of Wichita will submit a letter of intent to the state, hoping to secure federal funding to alleviate flooding in the Calfskin Creek Basin in West Wichita.
October 1st is a deadline to submit the letter to the Kansas Division of Emergency Management. If invited to apply, the city would then submit a grant application to FEMA to help cover the $40 million cost of building two dry detention dams. The improvements would remove 458 acres of land and 149 structures from the 1% annual chance floodplain. Councilmember Brian Fry says this work will greatly help the western part of the city.
Having this opportunity potentially get nearly 500 acres out of the floodplain and allow it to be developable is certainly going to be a boon to city's growth.
The local match would be around $10 million and split between the city and Sedgwick County. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Let me take a look at traffic this morning. Jad Chambers, we got a pretty good tie-up going on. What's happening, Jad?
We got a traffic accident, injury traffic accident northbound on I-135, and it's pretty close to Kellogg. It's just south of Kellogg. You're going to want to avoid the area this morning.
All right. KNSS News time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Didn't quite get things done at Riverfront Stadium last night with the rain coming in, so we'll finish it up today. We'll have a preview, look at that, coming up in sports.
The Army's getting tough when it comes to its COVID vaccine mandates. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted Dow, 6:09. Make that 7:09. Sorry about that. 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. House of Representatives considering a big spending program, some $3.5 trillion. Kansas Congressman Ron Estes tells KNSS News what he doesn't like about President Biden's plan.
That's really not at all what the country was designed for. It was designed for people to have opportunities to do what they wanted to, instead of the federal government controlling so much money and so much spending. And what that really does, you go back to basic economics, is you see inflation.
Estes says the spending plan also raises taxes, something that he says will stifle economic growth.
The U.S. Army is getting tough when it comes to COVID vaccine mandates.
Calling it a matter of life or death, the U.S. Army said Tuesday soldiers who refuse to get a COVID vaccine could be subject to relief of duties or discharge. The vaccine was mandated for military members last month, but what could happen to a soldier who refused the shot is now just becoming clear. Active duty units have to be vaccinated by December. Reserve units have to get shots by June of next year. Soldiers can request administrative or medical exemptions. Defense officials say the vaccinations are critical because an outbreak would hamper the military's ability to defend the U.S. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A suspended South Carolina lawyer is accused of hiring a hitman to help him commit suicide.
Curtis Edward Smith of Colleton County, South Carolina, has been arrested facing charges of assisted suicide and conspiracy to commit insurance fraud. Police say he plotted with suspended prominent attorney Alex Murdoch and that Murdoch hired him to help him commit suicide. Murdoch survived getting shot and admitted he had taken out a $10 million life insurance policy so his son could collect the money. Murdoch lost his wife and another son in a double homicide in June. Their deaths are still under investigation. Murdoch's law license was suspended over allegations that he misappropriated his firm's funds. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The largest lizard in the world is in trouble.
The Komodo dragon, an apex predator, is now endangered. Moved from a vulnerable species to the more urgent category on the International Union for Conservation of Nature's red list. A recent report from the group says rising temperatures and sea levels associated with climate change are to blame, and they expect the dragon's suitable habitat space to be reduced by at least 30% in the next 45 years. The New York Times says that about 25 years ago, there were about 5,000 to 8,000 of the dragons on the planet. Now, the ICUN estimates that there are about 1,380 adults and about 2,000 juveniles left. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
KNSS News, I'm now 712. Time for the KSN Storm Tower. Well, let's check traffic here. 712, Stephen Ted.
Yeah, if you'd like.
Yeah, let's do that first.
All right, well, good idea to avoid right. the area. Northbound on I-135, just south of Kellogg. The report there is an injury traffic accident, so the DuckDuckGo route you can trust. Just avoid that area. Again, that's northbound I-135 south of Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Good. I saw this morning a little wet stuff on the pavement, like it may have been raining overnight or something. Yeah.
I hope the storms didn't wake you up. There were some frequent flashes of lightning. There were some downpours around. And, yeah, I'm sure a lot of us happy that we got at least some rainfall late last night. There still are a few showers kind of ongoing, mainly to the south and west of Wichita. I think we're pretty much done, honestly, as the day goes on, especially as the morning goes on. So a 20% chance that I've got in the forecast, that's mainly for the early morning hours. Partly cloudy skies otherwise. Already starting to see the clouds break, really. High of 84 degrees now that a cold front has rolled through. Enjoy these cooler temperatures. You can't see my air quotes, but I'm doing it. Cooler temperatures because we're going to start to warm up as early as tomorrow. We've got some light winds today, only at about 5 to 15 miles an hour, eventually switching back out of the south. Partly cloudy to mostly clear. We'll just continue to see our clouds break as we go through the overnight hours. Waking up to a low of 67, not too bad temperature-wise early Thursday, and then up to a high of 89. Not too toasty out there, but still warmer than what we'll see today with bright skies. And then by the time we get to our Friday to kick off the weekend, lower 90s looking more likely, still with sunny skies. Over this upcoming weekend as we wrap up the state fair, lots of sunshine. Highs, toasty though, 93 to 94 degrees between Saturday and Sunday. Not seeing a whole lot of active weather in the near future, so it's just going to be pretty warm out there in Hutch for that state fair as we wrap things up. 94 Monday, but we do have some relief already on the horizon, cooling back down into the 80s by the middle of next week as another cold front set to move in. Right now we're at 68 degrees with a mostly cloudy sky. Winds out of the east, a little bit on the breezy side, only around 9 miles an hour. Visibility just fine at 10 miles.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. 7:14 now, Steve and Ted of the morning here on KNSS. We had a partly cloudy day across central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 90, normal high for the date 84. So, and rain moving through last night. Today is Wednesday, September 15, 2021. And it was on this date in 1985, Nike began selling its Air Jordan 1 sneaker. Why do I even bring that up? I'll tell you why. My grandkids, you know, almost all of them, all seven,
who never saw Jordan play,
are into these. The shoes is such a has become such a huge deal. shoes. And I was just trying to think about when I was growing up, I had two pairs of shoes. I had this brown, crummy-looking pair that I wore at school.
Right.
In the summertime, my dad would get me a pair of white tennis shoes to wear.
Yeah, and that was about it.
And that was it.
Yep.
How did we ever get along without 75,000 pairs of shoes? I don't know.
Yeah. I'm kind of like you. Yes. I had a pair of sneakers I wore in the summer, and I had a pair of brown shoes that I wore to church. And
yeah, and a lot of kids didn't wear shoes at all in the summertime. They just went barefoot. All right.
Well, times have changed with that, baby.
Times have changed. 7:16, Steve and Ted, Kansas State Fair going on.
Yeah, day six.
Day six. And just thinking about they had a little fire in one of the over by the grandstands, a little vendor storage place there, and nobody got hurt or anything. But I was just thinking about they've been doing this fair for 100 years or more at least. And in my lifetime of memory, I don't remember any security problems there, whether it's a big fire or some sort of violence or anything like that. I can't recall anything like that at the Kansas State Fair. They have, as far as I can tell, a terrific safety record. One of the reasons being is that they've got the highway patrollers right there on the ground. So they've got just a little office there, and so they're pretty secure. But, you know, it's a fun place to go. They've got the carny rides in there. I don't recall any big terrible accidents like that. So, you know, it's a safe
there
place to go.
There was something that happened on that mouse ride.
Yeah,
about 12 years ago.
It's been a while, though. I think they got a pretty good track record at the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson. 717, Steve and Ted, Odyssey has added over 30 specialty music stations to our Odyssey app. Check out the channel Favorite Cup. Folk rock brewed to perfection, cup, get it, featuring Peter, Paul, and Mary, Cat Stevens, and James Taylor. Or tune into Spiked, 70s and 80s punk rock with plenty of Ramones and The Clash.
There you go.
Ooh, the Ramones.
Steve's favorite.
Brought to you in part by Macy's, Geico, and Coke Zero Sugar. Get the Odyssey app on the Apple Store or Google Play. 717, Steve and Ted. Make it 718, Ted Woodward in sports this morning. Ted, what's happening in sports?
Well, we'll talk college football tonight.
Tonight, we got college football tonight.
Well, talk about college football.
Talk about the weekly
edition of KU Football Coaches Show with head coach Lance Leipold. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Jayhawks getting ready for their conference opener in Lawrence on Saturday as Baylor comes to town. KU is 1-1 on the season, so a lot to talk about tonight with Coach Leipold at 6 o'clock on KFH. Then after that, we'll have Royals baseball at 7 o'clock on KFH. The Royals hosting the Oakland Athletics tonight. Last night's game lasted 4 hours.
Oh.
Yeah, it was. It featured 330 pitches thrown. And of course, a lot of that, you know, before every pitch, there's a guy walking around on the mound for 30 seconds.
Right.
I was like, ugh. Ooh. The Oakland A's don't exactly play a crisply paced game. But, if you're going to be there for 4 hours, you might as well win the game. The Royals were down 6-0 in the third inning, but roared back. Salvador Perez hit a huge three-run home run to put the Royals on top in the sixth inning. And then Royals got a little insurance going on KFH.
He did his last time up and singled to right. Here's the pitch. He bangs this one to right. That's deep into the corner. And that ball's a goner. Kyle Isbell with his first major league home run gives the Royals a 10-7 lead.
Kyle Isbell.
Mm-hmm. Been AAA most of the year.
Okay. Obviously, yeah.
And, nice to see him getting some production at the big league level. The Royals come back and win that game 10-7. So they outscored Oakland 10-1 after the third inning. Same two teams tonight on KFH. They did not get things finished up last night at Riverfront Stadium in downtown Wichita. Minor league action. The Wichita Wind surge and the Arkansas Travelers. Arkansas was 4 outs away from potentially winning that game, but it got suspended because of rain and lightning in the top of the fifth inning, with Arkansas leading 4-1. They will resume that game at 4:30 this afternoon at Riverfront, and then they will finish that 9-inning game. They'll take a break for a half hour and then play the regularly scheduled game. That will be a 7-inning game. So we'll have two results after action tonight at Riverfront. The Surge still has the number one record in the league, still with a three-game lead over Arkansas for a playoff spot with six games to go. Two of those six are coming up tonight. Wichita's down midway through the first game, 4-1. So they'll start that at 4:30 this afternoon. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals win at New York, beat the Mets 7-6 in 11 innings, a game that took 4.5 hours to play. The Cardinals win their fourth in a row. St. Louis is now in a playoff spot with 18 games to go. First time they've been in a playoff spot since May 30th. We'll see if the Cardinals can hold on to that last playoff spot in the National League. Some off-the-field news for the Kansas City Royals. General Manager Dayton Moore, the Wichita native, has now been promoted to President of Baseball Operations. And his longtime assistant, J.J. Piccolo, is now the general manager of the Kansas City Royals. Of course, Dayton Moore has been the GM for the Royals for the past 15 years, and he has a World Series title along the way. And happy birthday today to one of the football greats of all time. Will Shields is 50 years old today. The great offensive right guard for the Kansas City Chiefs. Played all 14 years of his pro career with the Chiefs.
Yep.
Sure. Never missed a game. Zero games missed in 14
Man.
Years.
Yeah.
He's in the College Football Hall of Fame. Of course,
wow.
He was an All-American at Nebraska. And he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Kansas native. He was born in Fort Riley, Kansas.
How about that?
For some reason, he didn't get drafted until the third round. How the Chiefs got a Hall of Famer in the third round, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
231 straight games started at offensive right guard. That's an NFL record.
Oh, man.
Yep, and he lives in Kansas. He runs a gym, sports facility up in Overland Park.
How about that?
The great Will Shields, one of the great linemen of all time. He is 50 today. That's sports with Stephen Tedd.
722, keep it here for House Call for Health. Living near some greenery could do wonders for your well-being. That's coming up. Stephen Tedd in the morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.